defend us on the ground. Now, I will, before we come to a short round of Q&A, present now the roadmap, or the report on the EU roadmap against homophobia and discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity, which was adopted by this Parliament on the 4th of February. But before I do that, I have to give you the right name of the African author, which I unfortunately didn't have in my brain. It's Binyavanga Wainaina. You find his interviews and things also on the internet. Look it up. It's really amazing and I think very helpful to the cause. So, and I also, going now to the homophobia roadmap report, I will refer to what Elisabeth Pyson just said, the fact that very often, quite often now, we see attacks on LGBTI rights in line or at the same level as attacks on women's rights. Mm. And when I come to what happened before we voted for this roadmap, it was in a wake of protests by emails that started with the Estrella report. You might remember it was the one in November on sexual and reproductive health and rights, which we unfortunately lost in the because it was on... Yes, it was on abortion, and it was also on access to safe abortion, and it was also on LGBTI rights. So there were several reasons why it was lost, but there was also big mobilization by certain religious, but also other groups who do not want these kind of rights. Yeah, women's rights, LGBTI rights, I think they're seen as a similar level right now. The roadmap against homophobia and discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity was one the European Parliament over the last 3 years has already asked the Commission 10 times to go ahead with that. And as I said before, we already have strategies that tackle at the European level and ask member states to do something against discrimination of other groups, of Roma people, of people with disabilities. The whole gender directives and gender frameworks are there. Why shouldn't we have one against homophobia? If we know that homophobia exists in all EU member states, we've had the recent FRA, Fundamental Rights Agency report, which very clearly stated that we have grave problems still in all of the member states, even in those that are seen to be the most progressive ones, like the Netherlands or the Scandinavian ones. There are still more than 60% of LGBTI people who are afraid to walk hand in hand in the streets with their loved ones, at least once in a while. Yeah? There are still lots who don't dare to say who they went to the movies with on Sunday night, yeah, in their job in the morning. So this is something that has to be tackled, and we need EU-wide action on that. The report focuses on... Knowing the Estrella report and the difficulties we found, we made it very clear that we want to cooperate cross-party. We had a rapporteur from the EPP who was very supportive and very on our side. That helped in order to get some things in and maybe also take some out that made it more possible to have it pass. We were very clear on subsidiarity that this report is not, I mean, it's not binding anyway. Yeah, it's an initiative report. They are not binding. But it's a political call. Competences of member states are not infringed. Yeah? Member states still have to do what they have to do, but we call on them to at least exchange good practices. So let me go to some of the points that are in the report, the areas where we refer to. One is that we need, for example, in the areas of employment, where there is already an anti-discrimination directive, we need more implementation. And in the areas of education and health, which are member states' competences. But what the European Union can do is to, with the open method of coordination, really facilitate that member states share good practices. Yeah? That's what it's about. Yeah? We also talk about specific action on to transgender and intersex persons, and also one that rose a lot of protest was that we talk about citizenship, families, and freedom of movement. And freedom of movement is one of the four basic pillars of the European Union. So what we demand here very clearly that any kind of civil status document that a couple, a lesbian and gay couple, has in one state has to be recognized in another. That, of course, means that a lesbian couple married in Spain needs to have marriage law possibilities and options in, be it Slovakia or whichever country that doesn't have marriage for LGBT people. And we also talk about hate speech and hate crime, and that there has to be also sharing of information and like training of police forces, all the things that we know and are happening in some member states anyway, but not in all, and not on a unified and basis where they really can all share. We also talk about the issue of asylum, things that I mentioned before. Asylum professionals have to be trained better, interviewers and interpreters as well, and enlargement and external action, which refers to the LGBTI guidelines. You can read that on the website of the internet. What we found is, despite the fact that subsidiarity is safeguarded, despite the fact that we cooperated with among five political groups in this parliament, we had massive protests against the report, following up and comparing it to the Australia report, with lots of really false information or disinformation. Yeah? I had on my web account the week before the vote more than 40,000 emails coming mostly from Spain, from one after a year, one website that is connected to the Citizen Go website, which is one that coordinates all these religious fundamentalists, yeah, Christian Catholic fundamentalists in many member states. I had my website hacked, and we had many of us had also quite a lot of emails asking us not to vote for that because, for example, which I find the most hilarious thing they said that was in it, that at EU level with that report, LGBTI people would have veto status and could veto European laws. I find that not a bad idea, but the question is, how should that ever work? I mean, this is totally out of scope. Yeah, totally out of any kind of thing. They also said it will oblige member states to do same-sex marriage, which also isn't true. Yeah? There were lots of things that simply were totally wrong. I was very glad, nevertheless, that we managed to pass it, 394 votes in favor, only 176 against and 72 abstained. So this is something that now for the, and I think you will talk about that, Evelyn, later on, that we have to ask all those who run for the European Parliament and those who want to become president of commission and commissioners whether they are willing to implement that in the last legislature. And that will be for those of us who return to the European Parliament an issue to take up at the beginning of the next legislature. So back to my moderating.